Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown groups. This half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, the Commodores, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, DeBarge, the Isley Brothers, the Marvelettes, the Spinners, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, first up, the Jackson 5, Never Can Say Goodbye, right here on Motown Memories.
Coming down the night shift. I've seems like yesterday when we were working out. Jackie, oh, you set the world on fire. You came and gifted us your love, it lifted us higher and higher.
Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
Stay.
Motown memory from Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, a sweet song, Baby, Baby, Don't Cry, reaching number 8 on the United States pop charts and number 3 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1968, before that, the Commodores with Night Shift, number 3 on the pop charts and number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1985, and we started with the Jackson 5, Never Can Say Goodbye, number 2 on the pop charts and number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all Motown groups. Well, coming up, DeBarge with Rhythm of the Night. Well, Rhythm of the Night was released on February 23rd, 1985, and it was written by Diane Warren. It was a single from their fourth studio album called Rhythm of the Night, and the song is said to have jump-started the career of songwriter Diane Warren. Rhythm of the Night was the biggest hit ever recorded by DeBarge. Well, by 1985, DeBarge had come pop and rhythm blues sensations with mostly ballads. Well, Motown wanted to produce DeBarge with a dance single to give them a bigger crossover success that mirrored that of label mate Lionel Richie, who, like DeBarge, had created his initial fan base on soft songs before the release of Lionel's All Night Long, All Night. Well, the release of Rhythm of the Night coincided with the release of the Motown film entitled The Last Dragon, which featured the song as part of its soundtrack. The free publicity on the song and the soundtrack and the movie itself helped boost its popularity. Well, here is DeBarge with Rhythm of the Night right here on Motown.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy, it's time to get out, step out into the street where all of the action is right there. Starting under the street lights, the scene is being set. A night for romance, a night you won't forget. So come join the fun, this ain't no time to be staying on. Ooh, there's too much going on. Oh, tonight is gonna be a night like you've never known. We're gonna have a good time the whole night long. Oh, feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Mind.
You can leave them all behind.
The beat of the rhythm of the night.
Oh, the rhythm of the night.
Isley Brothers with Got to Have You Back, and they reached number 93 on the pop charts and number 47 in the UK in 1967. Before that, Contours with Just a Little Misunderstanding, number 85 on the pop charts and number 18 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1966. And we then went to Bars, their signature tune, Rhythm of the Night, number 3 in the pop charts and number 1 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1985. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all Motown groups. Well, coming up, the Marvelettes with Beachwood 45789 right here on Motown.
Motomemories@yahoo.com.
Last time the Pips with I Don't Want to Do Wrong, reaching number 17 in the pop charts and number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1971. Before that, the Spinners, known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners and It's a Shame, reaching number 14 in the pop charts and number 4 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. The Spinners left the Motown record label shortly after the song and had great success after that. And we started with the Marvelettes and Beechwood 45789, number 17 in the pop charts and number 7 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1962. This hour, we featured all Motown groups. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.